Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. A prayer and a word in the eyes of a lay person. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. I am so glad to be with you today on this beautiful March day that God have allowed us to come to you today. And I thank God for his grace, mercy, and his love that he has shown to me today. And I'm going to be coming to you today talking about Lucifer, the angel that God had put over the choir. But let's pray first. Most holy and all-wise God, thank you for allowing us this beautiful day that you've given us to let us breathe in your fresh air once again. Thanking you, God, for loving us so that you sent your son Jesus into this old wicked world. And he died and rose again the third day that we might have a right to the tree of life. Thanking you, Lord, for putting love in my heart. Let me love you. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. And I just want to say thank you for just knowing who you are and knowing that one day that I will be able to live for you for eternity. Lord, word my mouth that I'll be able to say something that would encourage somebody along the way. We ask you, God, to open up understanding, God, that we will be able to speak something to someone to encourage someone today. We ask in your precious name, amen, amen, amen. But first we're going to be talking about the six things that God hates. And that is coming from Proverbs. Praise God, praise God. Praise our God. We're going to be coming from Proverbs. God is good today. And we want to be led by the Spirit of God. Because this word is true. Praise God. The sixth thing that God, the sixth thing
this is true. You're fading away. You can lower, honey.
Sorry, sweetheart. I am sorry, sweetheart. The six things that God hates, the Lord hates, yet seven are abomination to him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and run into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, see what he said? A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. God don't want us to do any of those things. A lying tongue, a liar won't even tarry in his sight. He won't even put up with a liar. So those
Amen.
Things, hey, he don't want us to do any of those things. So that's something as being a child of God, we don't even want to keep those things, do any of those things. Therefore shall this calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. The six things doeth the Lord hate, yea, even seven or abomination to him. So these things should not even be in our mouth as a child of God. So that's letting us know. But now we're going to talk today about Lucifer. Now Lucifer was over the choir. And Lucifer was beautiful because he had everything in him that he needed. All the stones and all this stuff that he needed to lead the choir. Now, you know, people like to hear people that a choir that can sing. They love to hear the choir and that music and all this stuff. But Lucifer had a problem. He had a problem, and you know what? What was the first thing that God had? A proud look, proudness. He don't want us to be proud. Some people are just proud. You can't tell them nothing. They just proud. He don't want us to be like that. And Lucifer had proud. He was proud, and he wanted to get above God. But God made him. He made Lucifer. So see, that was his name, Lucifer. And he was one of the cherubs. And you don't get above God because God created him. And you don't get above your creator. But Lucifer wanted to be above God. And that's the biggest mistake that you can make. That's just like a child getting above his mom and his dad and want to correct mom and dad and get where he can rule them. You can't rule your mom and your dad. Now, you wrong when you think you can rule mom and dad, because they're the ones that's over you. But now when you get where you think you're going to tell the creator what they must do. But Lucifer got, I will, I will, I will. Now we're going to go to that scripture. Always have a scripture where you can go to. We're going to go to Isaiah, the 14th chapter, and it says, the 14th chapter starting at the 12th verse. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Fallen from hell, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst govern the nation? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set upon the mount of the congregation and the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to the head to hell, to the sides of the pit. See, he wanted to be above God. God created him. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisons? That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to get above God. He got above himself. You can never get caught up in pride that you think you're better than anybody. And that's like when God blesses you to sing or blesses you to preach. Don't never get above who God made you, because God can set you down just like he lifted you up. Because God is the one that makes who you are. I don't care how good you can sing. Don't think, oh, God, I can do better than that person up there, or I can preach better than that. God is the one who gave you the gift to do what you do. But the better that you get, the humbler you should become. You don't get lifted up in pride. He hates a proud look. Okay, now we're going to go over here to where how God made him also. Okay. We're going to talk about how God made him. Okay, we're going to go to Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, and the 12th verse. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thus filleth up the sun full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, this is talking about Lucifer, hey, Lord. That being in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sardis, the amber, the gold, look at all this, the tapas of the pipes was prepared in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed, the beryl that covered. I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. And the multitude of thy merchants, they were filled in the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Thus I would cast thee as profound out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the thrones of fire. He put all this in Lucifer, all the stones and the tablets, all that was in him. But he got lifted up in pride. And they said, they threw him out of heaven, and a third of the angels went with him. And that's when they cast him out, and he went down to the earth. And ever since he was cast out down to earth, cast him out of heaven, he's been trying to get back at God through man, trying to get back at God. And that's why he tempted Eve in the garden. And when he tempted Eve with the fruit, when she ate of the fruit, nothing happened. But when Adam took a bite of the fruit, that's when everything in the universe changed and sin came into the world. And everything now has to die. Creation is in it groans because of sin. Even the plants and everything in the earth dies now, because God told Adam, the day that thou eat of it, thou shalt surely die. Because man was not going to die. Man was not going to have to work by the sweat of his brow. But now man has to work by the sweat of his brow, and he has to work for his living like that. When woman was going to have children, she was going to be fruitful and multiply. She was not going to have to suffer like women has to suffer now and have children. They were going to have children, but not going to have all this pain. Man was not going to have to work hard. All the stuff that they have to do now to work hard, they wasn't going to have to do all that then and work like that. But that was the curse that came on the ground that makes men work so hard, and woman had to suffer. Now that's what he put on woman, and man was going to rule over the woman. All that happened because of sin. And he made serpent crawl on his belly, and dust was going to be his meat. And therefore we would have been eating fruit and vegetables and stuff. We wouldn't have been eating meat then. We wouldn't have been eating meat. But all that happened on because of sin then. That's what happened when Adam disobeyed God. But then now, the end of man has to die. So it is once appointed unto man to die. And after that, the judgment. We would have lived forever. He didn't tell him he couldn't eat of the tree of life. He didn't mention that because we were going to live forever and ever. But now we have to die. And after that, the judgment. But Satan, and now Lucifer is Satan. But his end is going to be the lake of fire. And if we don't receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the ones that don't fall asleep in Jesus Christ, they're going to go before the white throne judgment, and they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. And the end of Satan is going to be the lake of fire also. And he's not going to be sitting on a throne, but he's going to be in that lake of fire, and he's going to burn forever and ever and ever. But we are going to live with Jesus forever and ever. But man has to die now. We'll fall asleep. When he calls us, we're going to fall asleep in Jesus. But the body going to have to die because sin entered into the world. Jesus knew that Satan was in the garden. He knew he was in the garden, but he wanted to trust man. He wanted to trust Adam and Eve. He wanted to trust them. But he knew Satan was in the garden. And Eve, she talked to Satan. The devil got into the snake, and he was in the garden. And Eve took time to talk to that snake. And Adam, he knew better. But he talked, took her on and had a conversation. You don't take on a conversation with Satan. You have to rebuke Satan.
Amen.
We don't listen to him. That's why we have to take on the Word of God. We have to take time and listen to the Word of God when we go to church. We have to listen to the Word. So we know Satan's end. He knows the Bible. He was in heaven, but he wasn't Satan then. But he still has access. He's accuser of the brethren, and he will accuse you. He'll tell you you're not saved. You're not going back with the Lord. But we have to know enough of the Word to rebuke him and tell him he's a liar and put him under our feet and tell him he's a liar. But if you take time to listen to him, he'll have you believe in his lies, and you don't take on the conversation with him. You rebuke him and plead the blood against him, and he'll leave you alone. The Word of God says resist the devil, and he'll flee. But if you take time to listen to him, he'll talk to you, and he'll convince you. That's why he convinced Eve that the fruit was good to make you wise. He convinced her. And she took time to look at the fruit, that it was one that would make you wise and all this. She took time and she ate of it, and she gave it to Adam, and then he did eat. And it changed the whole universe. And they saw that they were naked, and they went and sewed fig leaves together to hide themselves. Sin will make you ashamed. That's what sin will do. It'll make you ashamed. And that's what he wanted them to do, to disobey God. That's why we need to know the Word for ourselves. We have to know the Word because Satan is tricky. He'll come, and he'll have you doing what is wrong. He's an accuser of the brethren. He'll tell you you're not saved. He'll convince you to do wrong. Because he is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he'll say, it's not wrong to do this, or you can do this. God will forgive you. But you don't know if you've got time to get back and say, forgive me or not. But willfully sin is wrong. And we cannot willfully sin. So you have to be careful. We don't know where death is. We don't know where death is. And Satan is already lost. he's already doomed. He's already doomed, but he's after us to get back at God. But we that know the truth will make you free. So that's why you have to read the Word of God and know what the truth is, because he is a deceiver, and he'll tell you, oh, you can do a little bit of this. It ain't wrong. But if you know the truth, you need to do what is true, and you need to get where you know the truth has been preached, and you need to do what is right, because we're living in the last of the last days. Jesus is coming back soon, and we don't know where death is. But Satan is already lost. He's going to the lake of fire, and fire is what hell was not made for us. But once you don't obey God, if you die with sin in your life, you're not going to make it in. So we need to make sure that we're serving God, because sin is not going in. No sin. If we lie and don't get it under the blood, we're not going to make it in. And that's the Word of God. We have to get everything under the blood. And that's why, because he wasn't Satan in heaven. He was Lucifer. But once he became, doing all he done, he became Satan, and he got cast out of heaven. And now he's trying his best to get all of us. Because the Word of God said hell is enlarging itself, coming up to meet you, because so many is going to hell because they're not in doing what God says, so they ended up going to hell. So the Word of God said it's stirring up hell and is coming up to meet the people because so many is going to hell. So it's enlarging itself. So we don't have to go there. But sin, God hates sin. But he loves people. But he can't let you into hell. But if you got sin in your life, you can't go there, because he's holy. He's a holy God. And you can't, he can't compromise with you. He will not compromise with you. If you die with sin in your life, hell is going to be your home. And then the lake of fire, that's where you're going to end up at. You can't compromise with, God. So the day is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. If you know you're not right with God, humble yourself and say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Open, turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. Search me, Lord. Search me. And if there's anything in there that shouldn't be in there, you know, Lord, forgive me. If there's any sin in my heart, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And forgive me and wash me clean. Cover me with your blood. The blood is the only thing that can wash us free from sin. And once he washes us clean, stay clean. Stay clean. The blood will wash you clean and free you from sin. And if he comes and gets you in, you'll wake up in his presence. You'll wake up in paradise. Praise the Lord. But if you die with sin in your heart, you'll wake up in hell. Lord, have mercy. The mics is open. If anyone wants to have something to say, you can say it now. Because we can live free from sin. You don't have to sin every day. That's a lie from Satan. You can live free from sin. And the only way you can live free from sin is get Jesus in your heart. He'll help you. I talked to one of my nieces today. She said her husband died, and he's been dead for years, but she keeps him on her mind. I said, you have to get rid of those pictures. You know, you'll never get him out of your heart, but get rid of those pictures so you won't think of him like that. Get rid of those pictures and ask Jesus to help you. So he'll help you get rid. He'll help you. And that, talk to the Lord about it. We have to get Jesus on our mind. He has to be on our mind. And he'll come into your heart, and he'll fix it. He will fix it. He's the only one can fix us from the inside out. But we have to let him fix it. He has to be on the altar of our heart. And when he gets on the altar of our heart, he'll fix us. Anyone have something they want to say?
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. What a wonderful teaching message today. Lucifer,
thank you,
was just praying in the choir. He was so up there because he had all these inanimate things that was going on in him. And he was so far up. And he thought he could be above my Lord. He thought he was just to the bomb to be anything beneath my Lord. But he's the God who created him. He's the God who gave him. He's the God who was his supporter, his worst, his helper, his giving him all of his jewels, giving him all of his thoughts, giving him all of his phones. He forgot that. Like people today, unfortunately, I had to revert to people today because people today, they say that because they got this song, they got that song, they can reach this message, they get this paycheck. I mean, it's horrendous to see the totality of every single evilness that the devil is doing. He's choosing people right and left. People are stopping and doing whatever he wants them to do. Not what they need to do, but what he wants them to do. They see they're getting their, getting my Lord attorney's back on them. They're getting to be lost. And they're not dead yet. They're excuses for the die, but they're lost. But now, I know several people that are right now lost because of their stupidity, because of their evilness, because of their mess that they're into and the things they're doing, that they're not believing my love, they're not trusting my love, they're not doing anything to help anybody. All they're doing is whatever's for me. We have to be true. We have to be faithful. We have to do according to the word. We cannot be stepping back. We can, people are referring one left people. I mean, it's really hard to see people that have grew up in the church and listen to the true word. I mean, not just the Zenel words or nothing, but the true word was preached to them, and then they turn around and do something totally different.
That's right.
I mean, honestly, it is truly amazing the devil's hold around this world. The devil's hold in the United States alone. How bad the devil has the United States in his pocket.
That's right.
He required them to do. Because, I mean, it's really wrong to sit down and think about. I think where one of these preachers, Kenny James, was getting paid $79,000 a month. He has like 50,000 members. So his actual paycheck is like $79,000 one month. And then Joyce Myers, I read an article where Joyce Myers gave Kenny James a phantom Rolls Royce. And, you know, that's $200,000 car. Now, why would you give somebody a dollar car? Now, why would you? So the devil is using people right and left. No matter who it is, he's going through your family. He's going through your friends. He's going through your job. He's even going through your church. because he got people in church that are doing sinful, evil things against people in church. I'm talking about,
Lord,
I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. Your place is going to hell. Because Jesus is my Lord, as a friend to do evil, you're lost. I mean, there's no hope for you. You're lost. Stop. Think about it. Pray about it. Stop it. Stop now. There's not a chance. There's not a chance nor a time to do things so right this minute. Because people are shooting. People are doing bomb threats and doing all this stuff. And you, nobody knows. I mean, honestly, some of these countries could start dropping bombs on the United States. It doesn't matter. People are doing any and everything. Nobody knows where death lies. Don't know where death lies. But death, along with Satan and his followers, his helpers, his workers, all of them will be cast into the eternal flame. Forever and always. The unquenchable fire that will succumb to them. They will have, I don't know who all knows this, but whenever hellbound people die, they have a haven spirit. And that haven spirit will be a spirit that will engulf into all the flames, and they will feel it. Because we are that are holy, they die within my love, we will go, we won't have no feelings like that, but they will have a haven feeling. And I got that directly from my love. My love told me directly that they will have a haven spirit. The heaven spirit will be like a flesh, and the flesh will feel pain. The flesh will feel heat. The flesh will feel torture. And that's exactly what hell is.
Jesus. Lord have mercy.
I mean, it's up to the, I mean, we have free will. So it's up to each and every one of us, our free will. So do not think that you're fine, you're okay, because I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about people, and this person saying, well, I go to church. My pastor don't preach about that, so I'm fine. I'm going to heaven. My pastor is not doing that, so I'm going to heaven anyway. Honestly, no, you're not, because one thing, some of these pastors are leaving off the most important essential thing in bringing people to my love. They're leaving off sin. They're leaving off hell. They're leaving off heaven. They're leaving off all this stuff to get people actually saved. They're not preaching about sinning. They're not talking about sinning. They're not talking about hell, because they don't want to lose the members. I seen a pastor on YouTube. He was standing up there singing an R&B, what is called rhythm and blues song.
Threw
his wife over the pulpit.
Oh,
no. And everybody said, oh, that's so sweet, that's so nice. No, it's not. It's degradation.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
These pastors are doing any and everything. I've seen in this table, I've seen so much about so many preachers that I didn't even think about. But it's disheartening. It is so rude. And it's so not consensual to my love. It is so wrong. It is absolutely wrong. It's evil
wrong.
And it's wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong. And God sees it. God sees it.
Yes, he does. He misses nothing. You cannot hide from him. You cannot run from him. No, you can't run from nothing.
No, you can't.
You can't lie to him. Like stated, it wasn't me. Yes, it was.
Lord,
I seen you.
That's right. That's right. A day of reckoning is coming. It's coming. Lord, have mercy. It is coming. Lord, have mercy. Anyone else want to speak? Anyone else? Lord, have mercy. Lord, Lord, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I just want to say, I'm sitting here eating a little breakfast, and I'm listening at what y'all saying, you know, and
yeah,
it's true what y'all saying, you know. I just sitting here thinking while I was eating about, you know, what y'all talking about. And so everything y'all talking about is true.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glad to tune in and listen like that because, you know, it could be a blessing to me, too.
Because God's word's going to be real. Mm-hmm.
I got a lot out of it, so I enjoyed listening to you. So y'all,
I'm glad you tuned in.
Okay, praise
God.
Thank you,
sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank God you listened in. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah, so God's word is going to be fulfilled. It's going to
yes,
be fulfilled. Yes, it is. It's going to be fulfilled because Jesus is coming back for his people. And it's
yes,
not going to be as long as it has been. People say, I've been hearing that for a long time, but he's coming back like he said he would. Jesus don't know when God's going to tell him to come. But when God gets ready for him to come back and get his people, he's coming back to get his church. Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
God,
yes,
praise
but
God.
People have to look at the times that we're living in now. The
That's
Bible
right.
is fulfilled right this day, isn't it?
Oh, yes,
I mean, there's
is.
Nothing in the Bible
yes,
going on right now. So know that
yes,
everything in the Bible is fulfilling right this day. Today. Right now, it's fulfilling.
Yes.
So know
yes,
that sorrow times are here.
Yes,
the whole sorrowness is here. So know
That's
that
right.
it's at the beginning of sorrow. So know that sorrow's not going to last long. My Lord's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming.
Yes, he's coming. He's coming. That's the truth. He's
yes,
coming.
Yes, he is.
Mercy, Lord, have mercy. Because wicked people
so
getting wicked. And Jesus is coming back for his church. With that fault, wrinkle, any such flesh. And we have to live ready to go. Yes, we
Amen.
Do. We have to live ready to go. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I tell you the truth. So praise the Lord. So Satan, he's busy. He's still trying to deceive the people. But his day is
uh-huh.
coming to end. His day is coming
oh,
to
yeah.
end. Because we know it's ending. He's going to be put in the lake of fire not to deceive the world for more. That is his ending. That where the false prophets and all them are, he's going to be put in the lake of fire not to deceive the people no more. But we're going to be able to go back and be with the Lord. Praise God, because what it said, the doom of Satan, and that's in Revelation 20, the 10th verse, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstones, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So we know his end, praise God. But we that are living for the Lord, when Jesus comes back, if we're in the grave or if we still walking around here, we're going to be called up to meet him in the air. And the word of God says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. So I want to encourage the saints, continue to hold on. Hold on and be encouraged because we're going to be able to live with him forever and ever. Whether in the grave or here on earth, we're going to be called up to be with the Lord. Praise God. So we just have to be faithful and stay with the Lord because Satan is busy, but we know his end. Praise the Lord. Because time is winding up. Time is winding up. For we are living in the last of the last days. And people is getting wickeder and wickeder. You hear so much going on now, but we should not be surprised. Because the Bible speaks of these times. it speaks of these times. So we are just to get closer to the Lord and live according to what the Word of God says. Continue to love one another. Continue to pray for our brothers and our sisters. And continue to encourage one another. Praise God. Because we're just living in a perilous times now. Lovers of men is waxing cold. And that's just the time we're living in. But God's word is not going to fail. His word don't fail. His word is true. Everything that God's word says, that's what he means. He don't change. Man would fail you, but God don't fail you. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And we can count on his word. That's why we need to read the word of God and know what the word says. Because Satan, he would tell you a half-truth, but God's word don't change. It's the same today, forever, and forevermore. So we can bank on God's word. Praise the Lord. And we thank God. We just thank God for his word. But, you know, John, he said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And John saw the holy Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So God showed John a lot that he told us. So we got so much to look forward to. Praise God. So whatever comes our way, God said he'd never leave us. Jesus told us that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's with us. Even sometimes it may feel like he's not there, but he's there. He's with us through whatever we go through. He's there with us. We can count on God. He said he'd never forsake us. And he's not going to put more on us than we can bear. We can count on God at all times. We can count on him. Praise the Lord. And it's like Sunday, the message was talking about he's a shepherd. And we know he's a shepherd. We shall not want. Whatever we need, God's got what we need. And we can go to him at all times and tell him about our troubles. And he's able to see us. Sometimes you're going to get downhearted, but he's able to lift us up. And he's able to carry us through, praise the Lord. Because he told us that I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And he is. He said, let not your heart be troubled. So we can count on the Lord. Sometimes we can call our sisters and our brothers and tell them about our troubles. And you need somebody to talk to sometimes. So that's why we need to be able to share things with our brothers and our sisters. But the Lord, he's always there to help us to go through. Because he said he never leave us nor forsake us. And that's just what he means, praise God. Because, you know, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he told his disciples to stay here and watch with me. But, you know, their eyes was heavy, and they went to sleep on him. But he went and he prayed, and he come back, and they was asleep. Praise God. But he told them one time, the last time he told them to sleep on, you know, but he knew what he had to go through. And we have to go through things too. But he takes us through. He still takes us through whatever problems we have to face. He gives us that grace to go through. And I thank God today for his grace and his mercy. Because if it wasn't for him, we couldn't get through. But he takes us through the situations we face day by day. He takes us through. Praise God. And sometimes we may think, Lord, I can't make it, but he gives us that grace to go through whatever comes our way. He takes us through one day at a time. And I'm thankful for him. So we can count on God. Oh, yeah. We can count on him to take us through. Praise the Lord. So this is just another day that God has blessed us with. And I'm just told he's the one that wakes us up every morning. It's not the alarm clock. It's him that touches us and gives us another day, gives us strength in our body to go about each day. It's him. It's him that does it day by day. because some people's in the hospital and not able to fail. But we're able to wake up each morning and take care of our own self. And we need to be able to encourage somebody along the way. Praise God. And we give him praise and give him thanks for everything that he does for us day by day. And we thank everyone that's on the line with us today. And we thank God for the podcast. Praise God. We thank you for being with us
today.
We thank God you joined us today. We thank God you took in to join us. And we always thank God for Sister Margaret being with us, her encouragement. We thank God for you, Sister Margaret, because God's brought you a long way. We thank God for that. Praise God. And we ask that you keep Bishop Brian in your prayers. We went down to visit him on Sunday, and we ask that you keep him in your prayers. Praise God. God is yet taking through, and we believe he's going to continue him through. Because all of our
hands,
praise our God. We're going to ask you, sis, if you have anything else to say.
Yes, I do. I would just want to reiterate what you were talking about, because we have to be strong. We have to know the tricks of Satan, because he will do any and everything to get to us. Use any and everybody to get to us. When we're living a holy life, we are a bulldog for him. He has a big old bulldog on our backs, because he wants to take us down, because he knows he doesn't have us. So he wants us to be with him. So he will try each and everything possible. So don't be surprised about, it doesn't matter who, do not be surprised when certain things happen, because you're living for my love. You're living for me and you're doing fine. So you got a bulldog on your back. But no, you're covered. The blood has covered you. It has sealed you completely. Nothing can touch you. The devil will try doing everything to you, will hurt your feelings, will try to hurt your soul. But be strong. Be faithful. Be true. Be steadfast. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved. Help you, my Lord. Because that's what we have to do. We have to study ourselves. To know the works, to know everything about my love, to know everything about our coverage, to know every single thing, no matter how it works out, to know that my glory is right with us. He will never forsake us. We have to be strong. And if we be strong, we got it all made. The devil has tried to talk to me. He's tried to hurt me. He's tried to kill me. In the last year, this past year, he's tried numerous times to kill me. But I'm covered. I got the sensation of the glorious blood covered every inch of me. From the longest hair on my head to the soles of my feet and all the way around me. No matter what, I'm covered. You can be covered too. Turn it over to my love. Turn every single thing over to him. Do not pick it up. Just turn it over. Pray. Turn it over. Tell him thank you. Tell him sorry. Thank you, my love. Thank you. Thank you for taking it away. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for loving me. That's what we should do every single day. I'm sorry. I'm so excited in my love. I just got to make sure everybody understands the greatness that he lose from my love. Every great single thing comes from my love. You cannot breathe. Your heart cannot breathe. Your organs cannot function. Your head cannot move. You cannot do nothing without the help of my love. You can't think. You can't process. You can't eat. You can't see. You can't hear. Nothing can be done without my love. Nothing can be done. Everything is through and by him. A memory is through and by him. Nothing can go past him. Nothing can go by him. Nothing can go under him. Nothing can go over him. Not one thing the devil has tried. It will not work. People, don't blaspheme, because the moment you blaspheme, the moment you're left, there's no hope for you no more. So do not blaspheme. Do not take my glory, my love's name in vain. That is atrocious. That's disrespectful. It's hurtful. It's a disgrace. And it is cause for turning his back on each and every one that will call his name in vain, that will cuss and say stuff against my love, that you're doing it because you're evil, because you're angry. But know for certain that my glory will not take it. He will not take it. He should not take it. He respects, gives respect, you give him respect. He gives you honor, give him honor. We have to work according to his perfect will and his perfect way. We can't do nothing on our own. Nothing, not one thing we can do on our own. We cannot make a life. We cannot make ourselves live. We got instruments to help us only through it because he gave the person the thought to create it. He gives everybody the thought. He gives everybody the means to do these things to help us. Because they cannot do it on their own. There's not one person that can do nothing on their own. So we got to make sure that we give him the honor, the glory, the salvation, because all to my glory. And I'll start to ramble, but I'm telling you, I'm excited, and I cannot stop. I'm sorry. But know that my love is right with us, regardless. See, he's with us. Unless we blaspheme, he will turn him back and leave. But don't blaspheme and don't be crazy. Don't act like you're smart. Don't try to play Lucifer, because Lucifer, his angel, his workers, and death is all going into the pit of the lake of fire.
That's right.
Isaiah tells us that hell is enlarging herself. Because she gives birth, and she takes in. So know that hell is on her. She's enlarging her mouth to accept more. And just be not one of them. Teach yourself, learn yourself. Do what it takes to make it to my promise, to the glorious, beautiful, fantastic heaven. It is ours. It's our promise. If we live right, if we be holy, it's our promise. My Lord Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you for myself, that where I am, that you may be also. And he promised that to come back at us. That was disrespectful and that was wrong. Do not come to my Lord. He said, I go. He didn't say we go. He said I go. So we have to respect him. We have to honor him. We have to please him to make it to the glorious my heaven. I'm sorry.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God. For the program, we thank God for my sister and brother being on the line. And we give God the praise because it's only him. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for the podcast. We just thank God. We thank God. But we just want to say shalom to everyone. And we just hope you have a blessed day. And we hope to be on next Tuesday, if the Lord's will. Everyone have a blessed day. Shalom.
Hold on. Pray. In the prayer, precious, glorious, my love. Please touch everyone on the line. Everybody everybody that are here, please touch everyone. They need you. They are searching for you. Just help them. Help them find you. Give them the opportunities. Give them the strength to make it to you. Give us the strength to help them. Give us the knowledge to help them. Give us the way to help them. My love, I come to you. I love you, and I praise you, and I give you thanks.
We love you, Lord.
Touching everyone. Do a special touch to Deacon. For Sister Mary. Strengthen them, complaining some more, and touch them no matter what. I pray this in the glorious mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, my love.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Shalom.
Lord.
I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, everyone.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
Shalom.
I enjoyed listening at the program and enjoyed every bit of it.
We enjoyed you then. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Blessings.